guys want to start by going over your characters at all?
Yeah, I could.
Okay.
You want me to go?
You want to.
All right, I'm playing Sumsum, otherwise known as Ari Strongbow.
Okay, that's great. I don't care. You're an adventurer, maybe even a group of adventurers. Whatever. Why are you here? No one cares. Don't tell me your backstory. We're here to kick ass and find treasure. That's the motivation. Now get ready to roll. In front of you is a dark staircase. Its mysterious shadows beckon you to enter. And by beckon, I mean you need to go down the stairs. Or there's not a hell of a lot of purpose of us being here today.
All right. But we're together.
Yes. Why aren't your tokens in here?
You have to drag them into this scene every time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bitch.
Pass.
Okay, there you guys are.
All right. Making my way down the stairs.
All right. You guys go down the stairs?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. This room is dark and smells like a pet store. It's all wood chips and warm poop down here. A bunch of bats flap around the room. They look harmless.
Smells like poop in here. And warm sawdust.
I told you. It was what I ate earlier.
Are those bats?
Get your... They might be. Why don't you get your bow and arrow out and just let me... I might get start crawling.
I'm not going to shoot a bat. You know how hard it is to hit a bat?
Well, good thing these aren't bats. They're sturges, and they start to attack.
Oh, no.
So we shall have to roll for initiative.
Okay. What do I roll?
There should be in the encounter tab.
Oh, nice.
Are they in there?
Oh, I see the sturges. Oh, Boo already rolled, so I just rolled that.
Pick that.
Yeah, just click the dice.
Is all my info in there?
Yes, I put it in.
Wow. Did I roll? No. It won't let me roll. You can roll for me. I click on it. It doesn't roll.
How did Boo roll?
I wonder if the permissions are slightly different. I don't know.
Maybe I'm just that kind of lucky guy. Maybe that's this kind of game. I'm going to be the lucky one. Come on top.
I can't wait until you try and lie, thinking you're Max Skyblade.
Oh, I am always a Skyblade.
All right. Hey, nice. Okay. I'm first.
Ari Strombo is first.
All right. I don't know the rules, so you might have to stop me. I'd like to take my sword out and swing at one of these things.
Okay.
Triumphantly.
Anyone?
The one that's closest to me. Is the layout that you have here basically right?
Yeah, it's
accurate. They're on stairs. It's in the picture.
Oh, okay. It's in the picture. I want to jump off the stairs and swing at one of the sturgies.
All right. Give me an acrobatics roll.
Okay. How do I do that?
Yep. Here we go. I don't know.
All right. Okay. So I can't do it. I'm not going to do it from Foundry, I don't think, because I don't have the tool belt.
Or athletics, not
acrobatics. No, it's acrobatics. Okay.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
So which one would it be?
Acrobatics.
So I roll a d20?
Yeah.
Okay. And I have to roll... So I got acrobatics plus 3.
I got you as plus 2.
My sheet says plus 3, though.
But mine says plus 2.
Okay, then I will fix mine. All right, I rolled a 4. Is that good enough?
No, it is not. You fail, and you fall down into the straw.
Ah, the straw!
Yes.
It's itchy.
All right, watch this. I'm gonna forget I'm this character. I'm gonna think I'm Max Skyblade. I go to hide.
Well, you have to wait for your turn.
Oh. Uh oh. So,
you're a lot more sassy than I thought.
It comes from a long line of sassy.
All right, Tiger, did you use an online roller?
I used a dice. I have dice here.
All right. Nope. That's the first Surgis is going to attack.
You know, you can click on, so on the chat tab, there's a dice there.
That's what I've been trying to do.
Oh, it's not doing it?
No.
Oh, it's not opening up a dice roller, huh?
No.
Strange. Oh, you deleted all the chats.
Yeah.
Well, there's probably a D20. You can actually do it in Discord.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How?
Let me start a new.
I don't know why I didn't.
Oh, yeah. About that. Okay. I think. Maybe I don't. Oh, yeah. Here's the bot. Dice. Oh, but this is only for. I don't know. Might be better to find a website for today. I can look for the Discord bot later.
Okay. So the first Sturgis in order swings and attacks. Okay, it's going to use its blood drain.
Blood drain?
Blood drain.
You didn't say these were blood draining Sturgises.
No, I did not.
They're just not.
Sturgis. Again. against Kerr.
Okay, that's Boo.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I assume 7 is not going to beat your armor class, Boo?
My armor class is 12.
Okay, so nothing happens then.
It's Kier, actually. It fails. It's Kier, actually. It's slightly Kier, French. Okay. Kier.
Okay, and so the second one does the same exact thing. With an 8, so that misses too.
Attacking Kerr.
Kier, yeah.
Kier, sorry.
Okay, so now Kier, it's your turn.
Maybe Jerry. All right, what can I do? Because like I don't really know. Do I have cantrips? Do I have like spell slots? I didn't really do a lot of research other than look at the sheet.
It should be on there, shouldn't it?
It's on the sheet.
Yeah.
Mage Hand.
Prestidigitation and Ray of Frost.
Yeah, but I don't know what those things are. I mean, I guess Ray of Frost is kind of explanatory enough.
Yeah,
but is Mage Hand like a wave?
Mage Hand is like an ethereal hand will come out and like move something or.
My God, really?
Something like that, yeah.
That's like cool as hell. All right.
How's that going to help?
I don't know. You know, sometimes you need a high five, you know?
Pick me up out of this straw.
I can only use it once.
Yeah, right? No. It's itchy.
No, it's a cantrip. You can use it whenever.
All right. So I use prestidigitation to get him out of the, or no, Mage Hand to get him out of the, get some out of the hay.
Okay.
But I'm doing it like crouching.
Okay, that's your action for the turn then.
That's fine. I don't give a fuck.
Doesn't right. fucking matter.
Doesn't matter.
The third Sturge is going to attack Kier.
Kier.
That's what I Kier. Said. And that Kier. One does that one won't hit either. It's a 2.
Nice.
So all 3 of them are misses on nice. A really, really low armor class.
Okay. Now it's some.
It's 12.
Yeah, it's really not that high.
What's a high
armor class is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like they're a lucky. 14 or higher is usually pretty good. Okay. All right, it's Ari strong bows.
All right. I still think it's probably best to swing at the sword. So I'm gonna swing at the one that just tried to, like, most recently tried to hit Kier.
Okay.
All right. I don't know how this works. Can I get an advantage for Kier helping me up?
No, because then you're just up.
Okay.
You're just where you were.
So it would have been like a disadvantage if I was still down, or I'd have to make a maneuver.
Have to make a maneuver to stand up.
Okay. And since I don't need to do a maneuver, I don't have an extra attack. I would just have another maneuver. Okay.
Yeah, you can use it to get closer.
All right. So I get close, and I sort of push Kier aside, using him like for a boost to go right at one of the Sturgises. And I rolled an 18.
Okay,
that saved you.
No, it was like a teamwork push.
Why am I on my face back then?
All right, roll 1d8.
1d8. Which one is the 8? This one, right? No, that's 7. 10. This has got to be 8. Wait, is there a 0 on a d8? No, this is 10. I don't know which one is 8, Andy.
Because I'm at rollthedie.net, and you can put, one dice, 8 sides.
Yeah, I see. I just don't. Do I not? All right, I'll just roll the d8 on here. Roll. Rolled 1d8. 4.
4 damage?
I think.
Okay. Plus 2 slashing damage.
Because of, from the weapon?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 1d8 plus 2 slashing. Okay, I see.
Alright, that surge. No, not all of them.
Yeah! Yeah, what a swing, baby! Grand slam!
No, I just want this one dead.
Oh. Because I was
why is it doing it to all of them?
Do you have them all highlighted?
No.
You might have them all. Oh, did you select them to be linked?
Not that I know of.
Well, check.
Link actor data, yeah.
Yeah, turn that off.
Okay.
You have to change it on each one of them.
Okay.
Some in the house. Because if I do kill all of them, I'm going to twerk so hard.
You're going to twerk?
Yeah. All right, that was the closest one that just attacked Kier, yeah. Right? All right.
So now it's the first Sturge's chance.
Nice.
And that one is going to use Blood Drain on Sumsum.
I can't see in the encounter which one is dead.
Yeah, I can.
Oh.
It's the last one.
Okay. Yo, how convenient.
Yeah. That will not hit.
Nice.
So the next Sturge.
My blood is for me.
Will attempt the same thing.
Oh, it just disappeared. You just removed it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a 14.
To whom? To me?
Mm-hmm.
My armor class is 14 exactly.
So I can't remember who that goes to.
Ty goes to the runner.
Who's the runner in this case?
I don't know. Ty. Attackers win all ties in 5e.
Oh, okay.
That means I lose.
Yes, you lose.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So it's 1d4 plus 3.
You're not going to want to roll that. Just say you rolled a 0.
Okay, it was 4 plus 3, so 7 damage.
All right, so where should I mark that?
There, I put it in there for you. Oh, no, not plus 7.
Would I open my thing up? Oh, see, I can't change anything in my sheet.
Oh, okay. So it should be counting down, but it's not. Because your hit points are 7 out of 12, but that's not right. Because it should be 5.
I don't know what my total hit points is. Is that on my sheet?
Should be. It is right underneath. You see the green box in the middle?
Yeah.
It says on the top line.
Oh, hit point maximum.
Hit points maximum. Okay.
All right, and I lost 4?
No, you lost 7.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You were minus 7.
Okay, but the thing with this blood drain is that it doesn't, because it attaches to you while it's doing this.
Ah!
It doesn't attack next turn.
Oh, okay. So instead, it's busy. It's
the target loses 1d4 plus 3 due to blood loss.
Oh, so it can't. All right. So it can't continue to attack. Oh, shit. So it's stuck to me and it's going
to
keep sucking.
It is stuck to you, yes.
Oh, this sucks. Mac.
So now it is Mac.
Did he hear me?
Not Mac. Kier.
Kier. Kier. It's pronounced Kier. What is prestidigitation?
Well, I think it's from the Latin for digit, which is digit. That's all I got. It's a tickling spell.
I wish I'd...
Okay. Magic tricks performed as entertainment.
Is that really what it is?
That's what the definition is on there.
In D&D or just in Webster's?
That was just Webster's.
Oh.
All right. This spell is a minor magical trick that novice spellcasters use for practice. You create one of the following magical effects within range. You create an instantaneous harmless sensory effect such as a shower of sparks, a puff of wind, faint musical notes, or an odd odor. You instantaneously light or snuff out a candle. You instantaneously clean or soil an object no longer than 1 cubic foot. You chill, warm, or flavor up 1 cubic foot of non-living material.
What?
You make a color, a small mark, or a symbol appear on the object or a surface for an hour. Or you create a non-magical trinket or an illusionary image that can fit in your hand and last until the end of your next turn.
So are we assuming that Kier knows this? Like,
yeah,
he would know
it. It's a cantrip.
Okay, so he's not reading like from a book.
No.
What is this thing that I know how to do already?
No, I am, however, trying to what the fuck is prestidigitation again? Is it useful? Is this useful?
Right. Make me taste bad.
Ray of Frost, and I blast him with a Ray of Frost. How do I do that?
I assume roll a d20.
I have a d8 here set up.
I guess I have no idea how.
I speak goblin. Goblins!
Me too.
That is going to be really helpful.
I speak goblins.
Is that a spoiler?
It's a goblins. You're a spoiler. Wow. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You can go on the trunk of a car.
All right. Make a ranged attack spell attack on the target.
Will do. And with gusto.
We'll go ahead and roll a d20. Do you have any pluses for your...
I have a plus attack bonus of plus 2 on my quarter.
Yeah, step. But that, yeah, you're only going to, that's only if you hit someone with it.
Okay, what were you asking?
If, all right, so All right, so you have plus three in your intelligence.
Oh, no.
Hagger's pissed. He left.
Oh, no.
He's pissed off.
No, I'm right here.
He's real pissed.
Yeah. So you can do your Ray of Frost, roll a d20.
Okay.
And then it's add three for your intelligence.
Right, d20 roll. I got an 18, so was that 20?
That hits. All right. And then roll, what did it say? 1d8.
1d8. All right, I got a 7. Is that still okay. Plus?
No, it's not plus anything.
Okay.
All right, and which one did you hit?
The nearest one. Anyone that will look like he might have been close to attacking me.
Well, there's one that's on some, and there's one that's just flying around.
Is it near me? Which one's the closest? Which one's closest to me? The one on Sumsum?
I don't know. Matter. Tell me.
I don't know.
Tell me.
Well, I'm probably in between you and one of them, at least.
All right. I blast the one that's attacking her.
Yeah! Make me taste bad with your predestination.
It's predetermination.
Oh. That's also not what he used.
Also, oh, no. He used Ray of Light.
All right.
I thought it was Ray of Frost.
That Sturge is dead.
So I'm not being sucked on no more.
No. It falls. It gets hit by this Ray of Frost. And you know what? Tiger.
That's me.
Yes.
Meh.
Why don't you give me a survival roll.
Okay. Survival. Yeah. I have plus three. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I roll a d20.
Yeah.
Okay. 10. Plus three is 13.
Okay. You get a little bit of a shiver when this Ray of Frost hits.
Oh.
Hits you to kill the Sturge, but other than that, you're fine.
Okay.
So now it is your turn.
Oh, that was cold. All right, wow. I'm gonna.
It's called Ray of Ice.
Ray of Ice.
It's called Ray of Frost.
Well, they don't know that.
I know that.
I know, and I'm arguing with you.
Well, don't
stop make me look. Stop making me look bad in front of the girl.
That's your own fault.
I did not. She didn't need to know that.
Well, all right. I don't know who you're arguing with, but I'm gonna swing at this remaining bat.
Okay, roll a d20.
10.
And plus.
Wait.
Plus four.
Why would it be plus four?
Because you're using your longsword, I assume.
Okay, so it's 10 plus four.
Yeah. See.
All right. So that's not plus. That's not plus to the d8. It's plus to the d8.
No, it's plus the attack number. So you have 14.
Yes.
All right. You're using it one handed or two handed?
Just one handed.
Just one. Okay.
I don't know what. So does it do more damage? It doesn't. It doesn't show on here. Does 1d10
versatile?
Oh, I see.
And if you use the two hands, okay. So all right, just roll a d. Roll a d8.
A d8. All right. Four plus two slashing. Please tell me they're weak to slashing.
Tell me what you got.
Four plus two.
Four plus two, six. So six. Okay. That Sturge is also dead.
Oof.
So you managed to kill all the Sturges in the room.
Oh, that was weird.
Yes.
Are they gone?
All right. But some, since you managed to fall into the
straw.
The straw and the poo.
Oh, no, poo.
Yeah, you now smell like it. You smell really bad. You smell like Sturge poo. Yeah. And every single charisma check and a charisma saving throw, you get disadvantage on.
Oh, no. All right. I got to make a note of this.
Until it's washed off.
All right.
What does it affect again?
Charisma.
Charisma.
Sturgis poo minus how much charisma? Two?
It's disadvantage.
Oh, seven. Disadvantage. That would be bad.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Should have stayed out of that poop.
I tried to. Well, I didn't really try to. I thought I was going to hit it right off of the stairs.
You were scared.
I was not scared. I was saving you.
I mean, by jumping into a pile of poo?
I did swing. It would have been really cool if I hit it.
You swung right into poo. Poo?
I can't argue with that.
Both of you roll a d20 for me.
Okay.
But only because you asked so nicely. Eight.
Oh, 12.
So Kier rolled a 9 total?
Kier, yes.
Some?
I just rolled, so just the d20, it's not a plus for anything?
Well, you'll get one plus one for your wisdom.
Okay, so it's wisdom.
Yeah.
It's a wisdom check. Okay, yeah. So 13 total. So
13, okay. As you two are entering the next room... Some can hear two goblins talking in goblin about how their friend Jerry is a useless jerk.
I hear two goblins. I think they're talking about Jerry being a jerk.
Well, do you speak?
Yes.
You speak goblin?
I do.
You sure? Is that it?
So in the bottom left square, it says proficiencies in languages.
Oh, okay. All right.
So common, yeah, common, nice Elvis, and Goblin.
Did you say Elvis?
Well, it's Elvish. Oh, just like a little, just a little Elvis. All right. No vision. You're gonna have to turn off our token.
Okay. The token vision or the
room? Yeah. I think token vision would be the easiest.
Token vision.
Oh, weird.
We're fucked.
All right, this room features a small wooden table and a couple of stools. Two goblins hang out here looking pretty bored. Maybe they'd be less bored if they got into a life or death struggle with a few adventurers? Just a thought.
Andy, I still don't have vision.
Me neither.
Did you not? Maybe you didn't save it. There we go.
All right.
Now I know what I gotta do.
Oh, nice. You drew a table.
Yeah. And there's the two goblins down there.
And this is a door?
Yes. Those little green slots will always be a door.
Can I casually walk up to them and sort of like very cool like saddle up to them?
No, don't do that.
All right, give me a
I'm not trying to sneak. I'm just trying to play it cool.
I know. It's gonna be a charisma check then.
Yeah, I guess so. Alright, so disadvantage. So I rolled twice.
You roll twice, the lower the number.
Okay. 10.
I don't know why. I can't even. Oh, there's the. Okay. You have minus one charisma anyway.
All right. So 10. So 10 was my lower one.
So you got 9?
You said it was minus one for charisma? Yeah.
No, that's save and throws. You get 0. Never mind. So it's a 10.
Oh, I see. Yeah, right there.
Yeah, okay, as you try to casually walk up to them, you manage to kick something that was on the floor. You don't even know what it is, but it makes a loud enough noise for them both to turn and look at you.
Oh, hello, goblins. I first start talking in, what's the regular? Oh, common, and then I quickly switch to goblin. Hello, fellow goblins.
Who are you?
Ari Strongbow, and do they, can I tell if they can see Kier.
Yeah, it's a pretty well-lived.
Okay.
I'm hiding, though.
And I turn and I say, and this is Kier. And
don't this is tell Kier. Him my name.
And then I turn and you're hiding.
My name's Jerry, not Kier.
All right, Kier, give me Kier. A performance check.
All right. How do I do that?
Roll a d20.
I got a 14.
Okay, minus one. Okay, you're successfully hidden. They can't see you.
Hooray! But I was shouting.
Yeah, but they can't see you.
Oh, okay, good. That's always important.
Yeah. Why are you here, stranger?
I just saw the stairway and it looked really bitching. So I came down. So, yeah.
You smell worse than our friend Jerry. And he's a useless jerk.
Oh, well, I'm not useless. I have many uses, in fact.
Like what?
I've killed no less than 3 Sturgises. Just now.
No less than 3 Sturges, you say?
Yes. I mean, it might be exactly 3 Sturges, but let's not go counting.
Also, I don't think that's correct.
You wouldn't know that.
I heard their shrieks.
Yeah, they definitely 3 of them died.
All right, well, then let us test your mettle.
Uh-oh.
Roll for initiative.
Initiative? Wait, I say, you don't want to fight us. I am accompanied my friend Kier. He is a big, scary wizard. One. Yeah, you heard? Don't you hear the screams? The girlish cries?
I don't.
He's powerful.
No. I thought we were in here. This is not where I parked my car. Let's get out of here. No.
All right, fine. Let's tango.
Summer, I'll see you later. Bye.
You're just going to run away? You're going to have to roll for me again, Andy.
Okay. Nice. Boo, are you running away?
I guess. I ran around the corner at least. Mm-hmm. So I guess I roll initiative and I'll come back.
Nope, too late. No, you're out.
You ran away?
I ran away.
All right, Sum, your turn.
I've run about
these things. It's just run away. Statistically, I've read statistics. It doesn't help to fight them. Just run.
I turn and I see just nothing. It's just a bunch of dust, thinking that Kier would be there. And I say, what the fuck? And I start walking towards the goblins.
Okay, then what?
And I say, you two... wait, a goblin. What is a goblin? How big is a goblin? Am I bigger than a goblin?
They're small.
They're small. So they're like a little bit shorter than me.
They are, I think it said it was, small is 5 by 5 feet. So yeah, 5 feet tall.
Okay. All right. So I step to him and I would like to say, I am not a person that you want to fuck with. And can I intimidate them or are we past that?
We're past that. You already tried to intimidate them by lying about your Sturges kills.
Okay. I'm still
said,
just...
You said no less than 3, but you only killed 2.
Right. But so they didn't lie. That. I did lie. Yeah. All right. And I walk up to him, but I do not make the first strike. So I get closer and I have a menacing stance and I just give them a mean look.
Okay. So... The first goblin, whose name is Leg, and she's missing an eye, draws her short bow to attack you.
But does she?
16.
Oh, no! My armor class is 14.
Okay. So I got to roll 1d6. does 7 points of damage. You are down.
Oh, no, I am down.
I'd come back and help, but I was told not to.
No, you can still re-enter.
Oh.
You ran away, though, so you're not going to be part of it.
So what does that mean? You just told me two different things.
You can come back and join, but you're not going to be, you have to re-roll to be part of it.
Oh. All right. Well, yeah. I come back and re-roll.
Not 10. I want. What is going on with this?
Oh, you're doing my damage?
Yeah.
I can't see it anyway. I rolled, I have 14. Or I wrote it down, I mean.
What?
I said I wrote it down, I have minus 14. Okay. And my maximum is 12.
12, so you're down.
That was quick.
Yes, it was. Now, the other goblin whose name is I, who is missing a leg, maneuvers towards the door to go look for your counter, your partner. Well, he didn't see the partner leave, so he's walking around checking it out.
Okay. And I can't do anything, right?
You have to, I think you have to roll. If you roll above a 10, then you get a save, then you don't die. And you have to get 3.
Okay. So since it's my turn, should I go?
Yeah. Well, unless if Kier wants to try to join.
Yeah, I'll try to join. How do I do that? What do I do?
Walk back in.
All right, I'm back in. I'm in here now.
Okay, roll. Here, I'll roll your. All right, so it's your turn, Kier.
Okay. I'm going to hit him with a.
Hit who?
The goblin that attacks Sumsum.
But it's by the one that's all the way over here.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm right. I'm sorry. I got confused.
You want to attack the one that's close? The
goblin right in front of me, yeah.
Okay.
I want to hit him with, I don't know what it does, but I'm just going to go with it, a magic missile.
That sounds good.
I know. That sounds good.
All right. Where do you see that at?
It's under prepared spells under my spell book. My spell book contains these first level spells: Burning Hands, Detect Magic, Mage Armor, Magic Missile, Shield, and Sleep. So I'm assuming these are the ones the I can only use once per game, per session, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's in attacks and spell casting. There's prepared spells. You prepare 4 first level spells and make them available for you to cast. And then the next one is Spellbook. Your spellbook contains these first level spells: Burning Hands, Detect Magic, Mage Armor, Magic Missile, Shield, and Sleep.
I don't see the spell book anywhere.
You don't see it? It's in the same box as cantrips and spell slots?
Oh, okay. All right.
I can be your missile, baby.
You want to do magic missile?
Oh, yeah. Magic missile, baby. Magic missile.
Okay.
This guy's going to be blown away
by this. It's a reference to a random Aerosmith Live album.
Yeah, Magic Mountain.
Magic Mountain, baby. Magic Mountain.
You know, not a lot of people would get that one. Good on you.
I don't know how to feel about it.
All right. Roll 3d4s.
3 of them?
Okay. Don't do it. It's a trap.
That's fine. All right. So first d4 roll is 4.
Okay.
My second one is also 4.
Okay.
My third one is 1.
All right, so that's 15 points of damage because you get three of them now.
Through what?
You get 3 magic missiles. So you can pick to shoot them at, shoot 2 at the one that's by you and 1 at the other one if you want.
I like that idea very much. Let's do it.
Okay, so the first 2 are going towards The one that's closer to me
in front of me. Mr. Grumpy.
The third one is going to hit the one that's far away.
Magic ears. Yeah, he's going to get
it. Okay. All right. The one that's right in front of you dies. And you said the last roll was one, right?
Yes.
Why won't that fucking change? I don't know why it won't let me change.
Maybe because the combat hasn't started yet.
Oh, okay.
Does that change it?
No.
I wouldn't think so. I don't know. I can't see it anyway.
Because I'm trying to do permission configuration. And I'm not in there.
Yeah, because you have permission to everything. You're the game master.
Well, apparently I don't.
Are you sure what you're changing is the damage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it says hit points. And then I hit delete, it turns to 10.
All right, let's see.
So I can't do like...
unresolved. Oh, I wouldn't see it in mine anyway. We might just have to keep track on paper.
I guess so. Okay. Let's go. Sumsum, it's your turn.
So I just have to roll above a 10.
Above a 10, yeah. Yeah.
What if I don't? Then I'm dead?
Well, then you have to fail 3 times.
Oh, okay.
Or if you roll a 1, then you're dead.
18.
Okay. So you have 1 success, so you're still alive.
Okay, but I still can't do anything.
No.
Okay.
The goblin that shot down Sumsum is going to take a shot at Cure.
With what?
Let me try something. Okay. I feel like an idiot now.
Well, you don't have to tell us.
Okay.
You can just pretend like you did it all on purpose.
It was all on purpose. All right. That does not hit your armor class. So here, it's your turn.
All right. What else we got here? What is Mage Hand? Oh, I already tossed that one. Anything I can do? What does Burning Hands do? Is that just in the scripting? In the description?
I can Google it like I've been doing.
Descriptions are in the rule book.
I can do you, baby. In the rule book?
That's what it says. Descriptions are in the rule book. I'm sure there's a page for spells.
I'll just hit him with another ray of frost. Because I don't know how far my distance is on that. I was going to try. Now, if I use prestidigitation, can that be like used as a distraction to help out? Or like
it could be, yeah.
Okay. Just curious. I'm going to use a ray of frost.
All
Okay. So if you were to use Burning Hands, each creature would have to make a dexterity saving.
What does that mean?
Well, some would have to make a dexterity saving roll as well.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Yeah. So you're just going to use Brave Frost?
Yeah, that sounds fun. Just blast them with an icy wiener. An icy glass of I told you so. Glug, 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 glug.
Good thing you watched all the episodes.
Yeah. All right, what do I roll? I forgot what I was
doing. You roll your
D20. D20 roll at a 14.
That will hit. So roll a D8.
D8. 2.
All right. Sum, your turn.
So I got to roll above a 10 again.
Yeah.
17.
Okay, so it's 2 successes.
I need one more?
You need one more to stand back up.
Okay.
Okay. So it is the goblin's turn, and she will launch another arrow.
I have a thing here. I don't know if I can do it. It says okay. you can use a bonus action to trigger one of these features. You have a limited well of stamina you can draw on to protect yourself from harm. You can use a bonus action to regain hit points equal to 1d10 plus your fighter level. Can I do that, or is it only... Absolutely. Okay. Because I didn't know if I could do actions if I'm out.
I don't see why not.
Okay, I'm rolling.
Okay.
And I have to get above 0, right? Because I'm at 4, or like, because I'm at -2 right now.
Well, it's just 0, I think.
Okay, so just 0?
Yeah.
All right, so if I get to 0, I can stand back up. All right. I rolled a 9. So it says hit points equal to 1d10 plus your fighter level. So it would be 10. Okay, and then I'm at, so plus 10. So I'm at 4 hit points, I think.
You're at 4?
Or minus 4, I should say.
Okay, so it would be 6?
Well, no, because I started with 12.
Yeah, then you were down.
Yeah.
So you would gain 10 more, or 10 back.
I'm gaining 10 back, yeah. So I have -7, -7, +10. So 4, yeah.
What do you mean?
It'd still be -4, so it'd be 8 total. I have 8 hit points.
Okay.
I think, if I'm counting that right.
Okay. But that will use up your turn. So it's the next goblin.
I hope he doesn't hit me.
All right. Well, he sees you stand back up.
Triumphant.
She does.
Triumphantly.
She sees you stand back up and she runs out of the room.
Through where?
And she flees. She flees.
So we don't see where she goes?
Oh, I mean, there's only one door in here, so she runs out that door.
Oh.
All right. And that's the end of the combat.
My God.
Well, no, that was... not fun.
Do you have to pick a fight with every person we come across?
I did not make the first. I was giving them an opportunity to talk.
You should have been more polite.
Everything we came across bats and 2 goblins. They were dead set on a fight. Usually people are intimidated.
That's racist.
All right. So now I started knocking on the doors, trying to find, or the walls, looking for a door.
Well, you can only find the one door.
Okay. So it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, because you just saw a leg run out of that door.
Oh.
So you know exactly where the doe's at.
Okay. I guess this is where we're supposed to go. I do not own any token with vision in this scene.
Token.
Oh.
All right, you guys can see yourselves.
Jared,
well, I know who can.
I can.
All right, this room is—it's a square room with doors to the northeast and northwest, and one to the southeast. It's also got statues kind of scattered around, mostly statues of Rick with inscriptions like "Wow" and "Damn." One of the statues depicts a woman in armor, really fine craft and really interesting. Seems like a great artist worked really hard on this one.
How many?
Four statues of Rick and then one of this woman in armor.
Can I... Right. Oh, go ahead.
I go up and look at the woman in armor.
All right. So you start looking at it, and at the base of the statue, a plaque reads, "Don't worry, I'm not a real person turned to stone. I'm just a cool-looking statue put here to intrigue you. It's probably nothing. You should just pick a door and let's get a move on."
Can I roll a perception to see if I can see where the goblin went?
Yeah.
All right. So was that it would be a D20 again?
Yeah.
10. And then 10. plus perception, so it'd be 13.
All right. I think. You see no sign of the goblin that ran away.
Lame. I yell out.
You perceive nothing.
You perceive nothing.
Okay. Of course, and then I groan too. Is that of course you're looking at the one with the big boobs?
I'm just remarking on her very delicate features. I mean, it's very pretty. It's pretty good. I mean, someone put a lot of into this one.
Yeah, all right. A pervert.
Here, since you're staring at it, roll a perception for me.
Right. What is that? D8?
No, it's a D20.
I'm not going to remember. You don't tell me every time.
Most of it's a D20.
Nine.
When you have plus three. What?
Except when it's D8.
So you have plus three, so that's 12.
Okay.
So on this statue, as you're looking at it, you see a hidden compartment. And you go over to it and you pull out a small little piece of paper. And it's written in common, so you can read goblin too. But so it says, "Quit wasting your time. Pick a door and go. Flip a coin if you have to. Just pick a fucking direction. It's not rocket science. What are you going to do? Spend the whole night here standing in here with some statue? You need to pick a door and go. This is like the third fucking room. We ain't got all night."
All right. I think this note is trying to tell me something.
Or is it?
I'm pretty sure I'm right to be a little suspicious of this note.
All right. Well, maybe we should just pick a door.
Which one would you pick?
I would like to look at the statue and try and figure out which is the door it doesn't want me to take. I don't know how to do that. Like maybe is it looking at like one of the doors? Is it obvious? Is it telling any of the statues telling us anything?
Give me another perception roll.
Okay. 16.
Plus
3, so 19.
You can look up at it and its eyes and the sword it's holding are raised right up to the ceiling, so it doesn't give you any information.
Okay. Then I'd say we go to the one furthest from this, the door furthest from the statue.
Okay. So let's just say the statue is down here then.
Okay.
In the southeast corner.
All right, so then...
You want to go to the northwest door?
I'm suggesting we go in the northwest door. I want to go with the one furthest from this statue.
All right. Let's northwest door it.
All right. You guys go to the door on the northwest.
Oh, this one's right. Oh, gross.
Was that the door?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is a large mouth. The door is this, the green one to the right.
That's the one we walked in? Or that's another door?
Yeah. That, or no. No, that's another door. Sorry. Okay.
I was going to say, it wasn't a yes or no question.
All right. This rectangular room conveniently conforms to a grid for easy map making. On the north wall is a big orange mouth about 8 feet high. Yeah, it's gross and a little weird. There's nothing else you can really see in this room. And you're not really looking anywhere else because, I mean, what the fuck? It's a giant mouth in the wall.
Is it? It's a real mouth? Go?
Oh. It is a real mouth.
Okay. What does it smell like?
Roll a perception.
Why would you want to know? Probably halitosis.
What is that?
It's not good.
Bad breath.
Seven. So 4 plus 3, 7.
Okay. You can't smell anything besides your own breath and your Sturge's poo covered body.
Oh, I forgot. Maybe should we feed it something?
Like what? I'm not sure what to do. Have you ever come across a large mouth before?
It's been a while.
It's been a while?
Yeah.
What did you do the last time you came across a large mouth in the wall like this?
I think I just left it alone.
Maybe if I blast it with a ray of frost. What do you
surprise,
think?
Surprise! Show me what you've got.
No,
this riddle, you have to do it.
I hide behind Summer.
SMHDWM. What is next in line?
Wait.
Solve the riddle and something cool happens. If you fail, it's bad. What's your answer?
SMH. SMH.
DWM.
DWM.
You have one shot.
Oh boy. Wizard boy. You know what? Books. You know books and stuff.
I don't remember what he said.
He said, what's the next letter?
Z?
SMHDWM. Think maybe it stands for show me how do women masturbate.
You have one guess.
Oh, no. That wasn't a real guess.
Then speak quieter.
I don't know. Another M maybe? There's an M there. There's a W. That's upside down. Maybe it's a third. Maybe the third. Oh, that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, boy. Not jumping out at me. I am only plus one wise.
What?
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 I don't know. I don't have very much wisdom.
Not. What's a letter? Z? No.
A letter that.
Y. Well, let's go with Y. Y sounds good. Y is a good. Like maybe, cause, you know. Why not, really?
All right, fine. We're going with Y. Mouth.
Yes.
We're going with Y.
Got.
Show me what You've got.
The mouth starts coughing and spits out 50 gold pieces.
What?
I don't know how, but you've got it right.
I'll tell you why.
SIHDWM stands for seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, and year.
Oh, man, I just randomly. I still couldn't even see.
The mouth then disappears, and you are left with one option.
What is our option?
What option? Go in the mouth?
The door. The mouth disappeared.
And now it's a door?
What?
And now it's a door?
You can go out the door.
So back to the room we came from?
No.
Oh, all right. Wait, hold on. The 50 gold pieces. Wait, yeah. Are we splitting this?
I mean, I answered the question.
Yeah, but I let you answer it. I could have overruled you.
I personally think, you know, maybe, no. 60-40. My way.
Fine.
All right. Dude, what, Jerry? Went and won the game. I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
You have a wife?
No, Jerry says that in the show.
Oh, all right.
Was that the apples episode?
Yeah. Yeah. So, really, apples.
Hungry for apples.
Hungry for apples. All right, so then I get... So we split 50, 60, 40. So what is that?
30, 20.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't.
You only said it after I said it.
You didn't say it.
I did, though.
Don't mess with God.
No, no. Why?
The big mouth comes back.
No! All right. I was saying the letter Y. Where do I even put gold? Oh, is that GP?
Yeah,
oh, GP, yeah, this is cool. All right. So plus 20. All right, so we go back into... So I assume we're going back into the statue room?
No, there's another door.
Oh, we're going in the other door for sure.
Okay.
Well, some is. I don't know about... Here.
Falling behind and very quickly trying to avoid being seen by anything. You guys are going to miss Max Skyblade by the end of this game.
You thought Max Skyblade hid.
Room 5.
Do you guys see the room numbers up there?
Yeah. I don't see anything in the room. Like, is
I can
hold on.
I can see everything.
I can only see two green things.
Hold on.
Okay.
My token's not in here yet, though.
Working on it.
Oh, there I am.
Mac, you should be able to see everything.
I only see my characters and the green squares.
You don't see the map yet or like the picture?
No.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah, you should be able to see it.
I'm not sure why that would be.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, I could describe it to him.
I'm pretty sure that's my job.
But I can see it, though.
This big old circular room features 6 bedrolls on the floor, a bunch of dice, and some parchment scattered around. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Ah!
There are 4 goblins.
Goblins. And where are they coming from?
These goblins are named Jerry, 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 and Jerry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and then there's 5. I. The one that ran away.
You think one of these is the jerk? I would whisper that to Kier.
And since I was able to run away, they've already got their scimitars wielded, waiting for you to enter.
I'm going to start slowly walking backwards.
What is?
Summer, back through the door we came in.
Oh.
Can we do that? Can we just walk away?
Oh, I didn't see this one. They set up an ambush, but they set it on the opposite door that you guys came in. So they set it up on the door on the right.
So they're facing the wrong way.
Yeah, they're all facing the wrong way.
So do they hear us? So it's not obvious they heard us come in.
They did not.
Okay.
So what do you guys want to do?
So they don't know we're here?
They do not. They're waiting at the other door.
I can hit them with prestidigitation.
And what? Give them gas?
Yeah, and give them gas. Can I do that? Does that work?
No, that is not what prestidigitation does.
I forgot what it does, let me be honest with you.
It does simple magic tricks.
Yeah. Well, why so don't you set up? Yeah, you set off like sparks, or you make a gust of air. If you use prestidigitation, it will immediately alert them to your presence behind them.
Fuck.
I could shoot them with an arrow. I have arrows. Can I hide first? Is there a place to hide?
No, because they're just bed rolls. There's no furniture except for the table that they were huddled around.
So what are we supposed to be doing when we're in here? Are we?
It's up to you.
Okay.
I mean, either we could leave, but they're already staked against that other door. So I don't think we're going to drop better than this.
Oh, we're dropping them, huh?
Well, I don't know. I
was just thinking about sneaking by them, but I don't know if there's anywhere to sneak through.
Or two.
But that's why I'm asking. If there's another way to get through this, or if we just got to attack them.
I'm assuming we could see everything, right? Or
maybe not. Yeah, you can see everything. It's a pretty well-lit area.
Okay, so we can see that they're basically huddled around the other door waiting for someone to come in.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's nowhere else to go. I guess we could... The only other thing would be that if there was something in this room.
So,
do you want to look around the room?
I don't know. I would guess that I'm not about to fight these goblins again. I'm outnumbered. I almost died from them last time. I figure, I don't know. Do you have like a blow everything up spell?
Yeah, it's called my magic missile, baby. I used it on the last batch of goblins.
Well, do another one.
I only can do it once.
Okay, well, that's not helpful. So let's.
I got one. Okay, I have sleep.
What is that gonna do?
Put him to sleep.
Oh, I thought it put you to sleep.
Can that work on multiples or just one?
No.
Let's just remember not to come in this room later from the other door.
All right. So if you want to do sleep, you got to roll 5d8s.
Okay.
Which, I mean, you should be able to hit 5.
All right. Roll one is one for one. Well, 2 is 8.
Well, yeah, you've already got it.
Oh, okay.
All 5 of them?
Well, yeah, because you rolled 5d8s.
Okay.
The total is how many hit points of creatures this spell can affect. Oh. Okay. All right, keep rolling, because you got 9 so far, right?
Yeah.
So you got 3 more rolls. All right.
6.
15.
7.
22.
And another 7.
29. So it's only going to affect 4 of these goblins if you decide to do it.
Should I do it?
Some, I think
I can put 5 of them. I can put 4 of them to sleep. Can you take care of the last one?
Okay.
All right. So sleep.
That's all you have to do is just yell sleep. Don't they teach you in wizard school?
It's in the inflection, you know, with the fingers. I mean, sleep.
Okay.
All right. Now it only lasts a minute.
What?
What?
No. What if we're really quiet?
It lasts 1 minute.
Oh my god, we're fucked.
Why didn't you know that already? What? Why didn't you know that already?
How do I what?
Why didn't you know that already?
I, you know, forgot until God reminded me.
Huh. So at this point, I can get a free shot of my arrow?
Yes.
All right.
I will grant you that.
All
right. So go ahead and roll a d20.
Dang. 10 plus 7.
Whoa, plus 7.
For the longbow, that's what it says, if you want to take another look at that.
All right.
Which is probably what I should have been using all along, now that I think about it.
Yeah, okay. So it hits.
All right, and it okay. In a d8.
You got to roll 1d8.
All right. 6 plus 3. So 9.
Okay, that goblin is dead.
Nice. So now we have 4 sleeping baby.
The other 4 are asleep.
Okay, for a minute. I do want to get a drink though. Is now a good time for a break?
Yeah, good time for a break.
Hey, Kier. I smoked him.
What?
I smoked him.
You gotta be back in a minute. So I'm reading this. Oh, you can't hear me.
What's up, Bill?
Not much. How are you?
I've been better.
What's up?
I messed up my back the other day somehow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you lifted?
No, I don't know what it was. Squats? I just woke up and it was sore.
No, don't tell people that. Tell me it was from squats.
No, everyone that I would tell knows I'm a lazy sack of shit.
But it's funny when you say it. That's what makes it funny.
All right, you got me there. But yeah, so I went to urgent care and they gave me some painkillers, some muscle relaxers.
Make sure you try, this is going to sound stupid, but try yoga. Like try like a basic like exercise, like a 5-minute one that you can find on YouTube. Just stretching out your back might help out. Unless it's
it's not broken or anything, but I will once it stops hurting.
Okay.
Because right now I can't even put on socks.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, I go through every now and then. I go through something where I get a back pain, and you know the first thing I have to end up doing is like just slowly like stretching it out, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
But I had back pain for like 3 months, and you know what ended up happening with it? I had it for like 3 months, and then one day, I hadn't had it like for like a week and a half, and I didn't even realize it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just one day I was like, didn't I have back pain recently?
It just went away.
Yeah, it just went away. And I didn't even notice it either.
Oh, that's what I'm hoping happens now.
Yeah, yeah, it's always the worst. It sucks, especially Tiger. Did you hear he hurt his back lifting? He was doing squats.
No, he wasn't.
He was doing some quick squats.
Yeah,
maybe some Canadian squats. Squats.
Yeah, the squats over the toilet.
Yeah. No, he wasn't.
Told you no one would believe it.
Yeah, and I'm laughing, so I told you it'd be funny.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah, I have a crazy idea.
Okay.
Well, I'm talking to what's his name? Kier.
Yeah. What?
I walk over. See, they're still sleeping, right? We have a minute. I'm gonna pick up the dead goblin and hold it up like this, like off the ground, and I tell Kier, like, I think we need information from these guys.
Okay, so do you want me? Are you gonna pretend he's a puppet?
No, that's not the plan.
I mean, I think I can generate some smoke. I mean, we might be able to put, maybe he can be a ghost.
No, I just want to scare the shit out of him.
Oh, okay. Well, then do you want me to wake him up with some flashbangs?
No, no. I mean, we could just wait here or go through the door, I suppose.
Well, this one's dead. What are we doing? Are you just picking one up?
Hey, this is my idea. Do you think we can intimidate them?
The dead one?
No, the ones as soon as they wake up. No, the dead one, I'm just going to hold up and say, this is what I did to one of you. Just think what I could do to four of you.
I don't know. You smell really bad right now.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm getting used to it.
Because the goblin said something. I didn't want to make you feel bad, but I don't know, hon. It's pretty bad.
I'm starting to get used to it. I think you will too. This is who I am now.
It's not. It doesn't have to be.
Well, it is.
Who you are right now really stinks.
Wow.
I don't know. Do you want to intimidate them? What are we trying to what are we trying to get out of them? Gold?
I don't know. Any information about this stupid dungeon?
All right.
Yeah, is that what we're looking for? Is gold? Treasures?
Whatever you want to look for.
All right. I'm just going to hold up this goblin until they wake up.
I'm going to give a flashbang and scare them awake.
Do you have one?
It's called precipitation. It says I can do sparks.
Why did we put them to sleep if we were just going to wake them up?
So you could kill one and use them as a hostage. Jerk them around a little bit. Make sure they think he's alive.
Do what to him?
jerk him around a little bit.
I'm not jerking nothing.
You know what I said.
Okay, so do they wake up?
Yeah, they started to wake up.
Okay.
While we were arguing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you guys went on for like two more seconds, I would have cut you off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they start waking up, and their hands are still on their swords.
All right, I have one in one hand, and can I grab another one, like, by the neck?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. So, I just mean mug him, and I say, you want this to happen to you? Tell me what you know.
They all kind of, like, look around at each other, and then they just attack you.
All right. I thought that would work.
All right. Roll initiative. Oh, I suppose I got to roll them all.
I know at least for me, you will.
Who can you roll yours?
Only because you asked so nicely.
Oh, see? Who can do it? I don't know why you can't. That's weird.
He's stubborn.
He can't. He just won't. Okay. It is Sumsum's first turn. Or turn okay. First.
So let me describe to you what I would like to do, and maybe we could figure out how to do it. I would like to just throw this goblin at the other goblins and run back towards the door that we came in.
Okay, you can do one of those two things.
Okay, so either throw it or drop
it. Or run. Well, no, or you can run with it.
Run with it. Okay.
But when you do that, your speed is going to be slowed down because you're carrying something that's, you know, two-thirds your weight.
But I can throw it and
stay there.
Okay, but would that affect like just one goblin or maybe two or something? Or
I say it would affect two.
Okay, but then all right. So I'm going to throw, and then on my next turn, I'll start running back.
Okay. Give me an athletics throw, or an athletics roll.
Nice. I'm good at athletics.
You are good at athletics.
10 plus 4 is 14.
14? Okay. So you manage to throw it at them, and it hits their legs.
Yeah.
But it doesn't knock them over.
Okay. I just want them to be disadvantaged.
Yeah, they're just kind of like, what the fuck just happened?
They got hit with the dead goblins. What happened?
Well, yes, but...
They're a goblin, which makes it even creepier.
Yes. So, the first goblin up is going to do a...
Go. Do you know which one is dead? Because you have... Oh, no, never mind. There's four in there. I thought there were five.
Yeah, there's only four in there because the one's dead.
All right.
So it's going to run at you and take a swing.
Boy. Okay.
And it misses.
Nice.
The next goblin... It was one of the ones that you threw it at. You threw the dead goblin at.
Okay.
So it is going to have disadvantage.
Nice. I'll allow it.
Okay, and it got a critical failure.
Nice.
So as it runs towards you, it actually trips over the dead body and falls on the ground. The third goblin will fire another or an arrow.
But so I only hit one goblin then.
No, you hit both of them.
Okay, but this is not one of the ones I hit.
No, this is not okay. One of the ones you hit.
All right.
And it rolls an 18.
Oh boy.
So that hits, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh no, I'm sorry. It ran up with the scimitar. It didn't have its bow drawn.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll again for disadvantage at 17.
Oh boy.
So it takes a swing at you with its with its scimitar, which is a 17.
Okay.
So now it rolls plus 4 to hit. Okay, so that hit. So 1d6. So it hits you for 3 points of damage.
Okay.
It is now Kier's turn.
All right. Can you remind me of the situation? Who's down now? You said it was a goblin. One goblin tripped, right?
One goblin tripped, and he is down. The other one missed with its shot. Or no, one tripped. Right?
Yeah, can one tripped.
One tripped, one missed, and one hit.
Right.
Can I mage hand punch them? Is that possible? Or is the mage hand more for lifting things?
I don't think you can attack with mage hand.
But I think you can move them, right?
You can pick them up and move them.
Can I throw them?
Let me...
Not, maybe, well, just as a compromise, maybe not for damage, I don't know.
Just let me look it up.
No, take okay. Your time.
Well, don't take that long, though. I wish this book had the same thing that we had have in our books where you have
okay, so the hand can't attack, activate magic items, or carry more than 10 pounds. So the mage hand cannot do anything to these goblins.
I can't throw it though. I can't throw
no, because it weighs more than 10 pounds.
What?
Do we know that?
It's 5 feet tall. It's gonna weigh more than 10 pounds.
Yeah, but it's mostly bones. Like, imagine 5 feet of chicken.
Still weighs more than 10 pounds.
Mm. I'm just going to hit him with another ray of frost. I'll hit the one that fell over, though.
You want to hit the one that fell over. Okay. Okay, make a roll a d20.
Rolling.
Okay, that hits. And roll 1d8.
1d8. 4.
Okay. So you do damage to that, and it can't move as quickly now. So this next goblin who's up is going to swing with his scimitar towards... Ari Strom, some, if you will.
That's me.
Yes, that is you. And it rolls. Hold on. So it's a 14.
That. So a tie goes to the attacker, right? We already figured that out.
Yeah.
All right. So it does hit.
So on that. 1d6 plus 2. So it hits for 6 points of damage.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Which puts you down again.
Yeah.
Now it is Tiger's turn.
Well, I can't do nothing. I guess I roll, make sure I get above 10.
Yeah.
8.
Okay, that's a fail. So it is this goblin's turn who is the one that fell. No, that's the one that fell over. This goblin has to run up to cure. So since it moved so far, that is its turn. This goblin that fell over will also run up and use its turn. And this goblin runs up next to Cure and uses its turn. So now it is Cure's turn.
So they all just moved.
They all just moved, yeah.
And now we're completely surrounded.
Okay, I'm going to put on... okay, what's the difference between shield and mage armor? Is mage armor simply just against magic attacks and shield against physical?
That sounds about right.
Okay. I'm going to put up a shield. It's a very tiny shield. But it should be ample.
Okay. It should be ample?
Another book.
Ample.
Am I going to be in the shield?
What?
Am I going to be in the shield?
That's not how it works.
Oh, well, I guess I'll see you on the other side. I can't believe I'm dead again.
Fuck my tits and call me Frank.
All right, so here you casted shield.
Yes.
Yeah.
A hardy shield.
And I guess I'm not in it because that's not how it works.
No, it's only on the caster. So an invisible barrier of magical force appears and protects you until the start of your next turn. You have a plus five bonus to AC, including against the trigger and attack.
What's AC?
Armor class.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
And you take no damage from magic missiles.
Good thing these guys ain't packing missiles, right?
I'm dead. I'd laugh if I weren't dead.
You're unconscious.
Well, I probably still wouldn't laugh.
No, because there's no strain in this game.
Right. Also, it wasn't funny. Got him.
All right, and I hope you know, Kier, that those are your two spell slots.
What
does that mean?
You only have two spell slots because you're first level. So you can use up your one, because you used one earlier on sleep.
That's fair. I didn't remember.
Yeah, and now you're using shield.
I used it sleep and magic missile.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And sleep.
I thought I had access shield to all of them, but I can only use them once. I didn't know I only had two to pick from.
No, yeah, you can only pick two.
So what's the difference between a spell slot and prepared spells?
You prepare four spells first. It says here you prepare four first level spells to make them available to cast. So yeah, Tiger said, what is the difference between 12 spell slots?
So with the prepared spells, you prepare four. So you can prepare detect magic, mage armor, magic missiles, and sleep. Okay. But you can only pick two of them to use. So we didn't cover that. No, which ones you, which four you prepared to go into
the fight with. Oh, okay. So I can only go into the game with four of them, but I can only use two of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like you read up on shield and magic missile and burning hands.
No, I got it. I just thought I, for some reason, I thought I only had these. I could only use these ones like once per game. So, all right. Well, then no, I can't. No. Did I use shield or?
No, I'll let you do something else because it wasn't exact clear.
I don't know what I can do here. I'm surrounded. I use mage hand and get. No, I can't lift her, can I? I can't lift somebody else.
Not with mage hand. You could tickle me.
You could tickle him. I'm going to Ray of Frost, the first one in front of me, I guess.
Okay.
Ray of Frost. So D20.
Now, I will tell you, the one to the right is a little bit more hurt.
Yeah, I'll do that. Whatever one's the more damaged.
The weakest? Okay. Then roll a d20.
Okay, I got a 19.
Okay, that hits. Roll
d8.
So, yeah, it's a d8.
I got a 6.
Okay, that one is dead.
Oh, I froze him.
He froze solid.
Oh, he is icy. He is a gobsicle.
Oh, good. We only have 3 left. Also, I'm still dead.
The fourth one, the one that's up top, starts to rummage around the dead one's pockets.
Oh, not my pockets. What if I'm wearing yoga pants?
Not your pockets. The dead goblin's pockets.
Oh. Oh, boy.
And that's how it spends its turn.
Does that bring it to me again?
Yes.
Oh, 6.
God. You know, I was going to try to work with you on this, but no, that's 2 fails.
Sorry, I only have to fail one more time.
Yeah, then you're dead.
For only temporary, though, right?
No, you're dead.
But I can come back. Stronger.
As a different character.
And bigger tits.
As maybe Meathead, maybe. All right, this goblin will take his scimitar and slice at Kier.
Wonderful.
And it got a 10.
Do you have any damage yet?
No. So it misses.
Not physical. And what?
It misses you.
Oh, wow.
So this goblin's going to do the same thing. It's going to attack at you.
No!
It got a 17.
No.
It does, though.
No.
It really, really does.
No.
Oh, boy. So it does 8 points of damage.
Unacceptable.
Well,
you only have 8.
Oh, I'm dead.
Oh, boy. You're down 2.
That means we're dead.
Well, it was a good game, guys.
I don't know what to do now.
Maybe we just start over?
Yeah, maybe we can start over next week.
I mean, I think that sounds fine.
At least I'll know a little bit more about my magic. I guess I should have known that, because I think D&D was the same way, where I can only pick like a couple.
This is D&D, so it's going to be the exact same rules.
Well, not the exact same.
I think it is, though. Because all these are in D&D, because these are all D&D words.
Well, I'm a wizard and you're a girl, so...
Yeah, and I'm dead.
All right, so yeah. Kira, you fall too. Well, no, because you guys still can succeed on your saving throws.
Oh, okay.
You want to go through that?
I mean, are they going to attack us while we're dead?
No.
Okay, so I'll roll.
Okay.
Five.
What?
Five. Now I am dead.
Five?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should legitimately be dead, yeah. So let's just write sum off there.
I refuse.
Cure. Go ahead and roll
a d20.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a six.
Oh boy, roll it again.
14.
Okay, roll it again.
And a 13.
Okay, roll it again.
And a 7.
Okay, roll it again.
20.
Okay. Oh, 20, huh?
Yeah.
All right. You rolled
first
a 20.
Roll too.
You rolled a 20. This is what happens. Mr. Poopy Butthole comes down from the ceiling and says, "You hit the magic number. Ooh, both of you are restored back to full health."
That's me.
You are part of both, yes.
Yeah. Sum's back, bitch.
Does he kill the rest of the goblins for us?
No. Mr. Poopy Butthole does not fight.
Is he just a summons?
He was an angel sent to
him.
Whose idea was it to attack these things anyway?
Someone had a genius idea of throwing a dead body at him.
It was just to buy us time. I just wanted to throw it and then run away.
You had time and you wasted it by throwing the dead body.
Yeah, I thought it would give us space.
We'll start at the top of the order with Sumsum.
All right, you just deleted one. That one was dead?
He was searched. Oh, yeah, right. He was only searching the pockets.
Right, and wasn't one of them... One of them is I, right? So that one's already partly damaged.
Yeah, I think it was for 3 damage. So go with this one is I.
Okay.
The top one is I. Right.
Okay.
I have to throw another one in here because I took them out. Okay, that works. Whatever. I thought it said he ran away, but no, you're right. He was only checking the dead body. So, Sumsum.
Okay. I'm going to use an arrow on the one on I, the one that's missing an eye, or whichever one ran away in the first room or second room, whatever.
Okay, so I. Okay.
Yeah.
Roll a d20. All
right. 5 plus 7, 12.
All right, that hits.
All right, and a d8.
Oh, wait, no, hold on. Oh, no, it does not hit. I was looking at someone else's. It does not hit. So as you lose this arrow at I, somehow she doesn't have depth perception. So it must have been a really bad shot that she's able to dodge out of the way.
Oh, boy.
So I is up next. She will attack Sumsum for... attacking her. Fifteen.
Yeah, that's enough.
All right, so that is 26. It is 3 points of damage.
All right.
right? It is the one that's standing next to Cure. Will attack with the scimitar as well. It's an 11, so it does not hit. Right here? Because your armor class is 12?
Yeah.
Okay, so it swings wildly and misses. Now it is up to Cure.
You have a staff.
What?
You have a staff.
You can swing your staff as a weapon.
I use my staff and swing it as a weapon.
Against?
Whop him on the head.
Who?
Any of them. Who's the nearest? The last one.
The last one? Okay. The one that just attacked you.
Yeah, I whop him on the head.
Okay, roll a d20.
They bam at the goblin. Roll in a d20. And I got a 9.
Plus 2.
Plus 3, right? Or +2?
Attack +2.
My sheet says +2, yeah.
Okay, so you miss.
What? How did I miss? It was point blank range.
Well, you're a mage and you're good at far distance, not up close bludgeoning.
Far distance.
Did you say so far distance?
Yeah.
So it's now the goblin that was going through the pockets of the dead one.
Yeah. Did he find anything?
You don't know.
Oh.
Walks back and notches an arrow and points it at Sumsum.
Oh, that's not good.
So now it is Sumsum's turn.
Is there any way we can run away? I feel like we have nothing to gain from killing these goblins.
No, you have to kill them. This is how it works.
I mean, what direction are you going to run in?
I don't know. We could run through. I mean, just looking at these squares, it looks like it would be easier to run out of the new door, not the old door. Is that right?
Well, there are two doors. I didn't put in the door that you guys came in from. I apologize.
Oh, so these are. Oh, these are two new ones.
Those are two new doors. So the door that you guys came in from is over here.
So we could have snuck through this door the entire time? The one on the bottom?
We could have. I apologize.
I thought that's the door we came in on.
Oh. I mean, if it makes you feel any better, you're going to have to go through this room no matter what.
Lordy.
Well, all right. So
where's the run button?
Yeah, can I run? So what would I need to do to run through the closest door? Or the easiest door, I guess. I'm assuming the easiest door would be this one on the right. But that's only based on these tokens, and I don't know if that's 100%.
Yeah, based on the tokens, if you try to run, the one that has an arrow notch will fire on you.
Okay, but can I go to the other one? Further away.
You can, but it will be a disadvantage because of the body that's right there plus Cure is standing in the way.
So you're saying it's either risk being hit or have a disadvantage?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll take the disadvantage. And what is it? Would it be athletics?
Yeah.
All right. Rolling. Critical failure.
Okay, so as you're running at that door, you trip over the dead body of a goblin, and you are on the ground.
Oh, no. Did I skin my knees?
Only time will tell.
Oh, boy. And also, I'm wearing yoga pants.
You're wearing cowboy pants?
Yoga pants.
Oh, yoga pants. Okay.
Yeah.
Cowboy yoga pants.
Yeah, you know what? You fall down, you look at your knees and notice that you ripped your yoga pants, but your knees are unskinned, but you ripped the pants.
Your knees are unskinned.
Thank the maker for yoga pants.
So this goblin reaches back and attacks Sumsum on the floor.
Oh, no.
And it will hit.
Okay.
For... Where is this? For 3 points of damage. Now is this one, this goblin that will swing its sword at Kier. He, 13 hits. I assume, right?
13, yeah.
Okay. So it hits for 3 points of damage. Now it is Kier's turn.
Oh geez, the weeds. All right. Who's the weakest of the two or three that are left?
The one right in front of you is the weakest.
Right here?
Yeah, this one.
Alright, I'm gonna blast him with an ice beam.
Ray of frost?
Yeah, right in the
ice beam. Right in the
ice okay. beam.
Okay.
Get ahead.
Roll your D20. I'll
roll your D20. I got a 17.
Okay, that hits.
All right.
Now,
D8.
1D8.
6.
That is enough to kill this one.
I killed a goblin, but I did not kill the deputy.
So this next one launches the notched arrow that it has.
Mm-hmm.
At Cure.
Can I? No, I don't have any dodge or anything.
And it misses.
Well, that was lucky.
It was very late. It was an 11. It was like right underneath that.
No, I have 14.
It didn't fire at you.
Oh.
Instead it fired at Cure.
Oh, then I don't really care.
Alright, so now it's Sumsum's turn.
Alright. Sumsum is going to shoot at the shooting goblin.
Okay, roll your d20. All you right. have to stand up first.
But I don't need to... Is that a roll or is that just a maneuver?
No, you stand up and I'm going to give you disadvantage for having to kind of fire.
Alright.
Relatively from the hip.
Alright, so this is a disadvantage?
Yes.
I got another critical failure.
All right. The shot goes super wide and hits
and
the Jerry. One that you killed. Hits Jerry, the one that's on the floor, but you hit him right in his gold pouch that he had that the other goblin didn't see.
Uh-huh.
And all the coins explode.
What, like with fire?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Jerry likes to keep firecrackers in his pocket.
That didn't exist.
So it blew up all of those.
Some bullshit. All right.
All right. This next goblin takes a swing at Kier.
No. And just leave me alone.
He misses.
Okay.
So now it is Kier's turn.
I hit him. I swing back with my stack.
All right.
My stack.
Go ahead and roll a d20.
A d20. D20. 17.
All right. That hits. Roll a d6.
D6 or d8?
D6, because it's you're attacking with the staff itself, not a magical attack.
Mm. 2.
All right, so that goblin is still alive.
But he's got a wallop of a bird's egg on his head.
And it's going to hurt tomorrow, right?
That's going to hurt tomorrow.
All right. This last goblin.
Oh boy.
Aims with the short bow at Sumsum.
That's me.
And gets a 14.
Oh no, that hits.
It does. And it's 1d6.
Yeah.
Hits for 5 points of damage. Sumsum is back down to 1.
Great.
Now it is Sumsum's turn.
All right. She's going to shoot at the shooting goblin.
All right.
Three plus 7 is 10. I don't think that's enough.
It is not enough.
All right.
It's not enough.
The goblin now gets so scared that it starts to run away.
No, we can't let him get away.
But where's it go? No, really... now we now we just kill him.
No, it starts to run away. Doesn't it Uh-oh. Starts to like do a panic little shuffle kind of thing? Like, oh, that was way too close for comfort.
Uh huh. Was it their turn though?
No, it was not. You failed so badly that it was a free action.
Oh no.
So the one next to Cure rolls or holds his weapon back to go in for another strike. And rolls a 17.
That's probably enough.
That I assume that's enough, yes. Oof, for 6 points. Cure is down.
No!
So now it is Cure's point or turn.
For what? Saving throw?
Yep, time to do a saving throw.
Or no, oh, yeah. Is it saving throw? I don't know what it's called.
It's not a saving throw, it's a death roll.
Death roll.
D20?
D20, yes.
8.
All right, that is one failure. It's Sumsum's turn.
All right, I'm going to shoot at the shooting goblin.
Okay.
Oh, are you kidding me? 4 plus 7 is 11.
That will not hit it.
Even though he was really scared?
Even though he was really scared.
I think he might have pooped himself. I smell poop.
That's just your smell right now.
Oh, insult to injury.
Well, that's what you get for falling in the Sturgis poop.
Just trying to do something cool.
I don't even know why I have these arrows. Why you have what?
I don't even know why I have these arrows.
Zeros?
Arrows. Arrows.
Oh, arrows. Yeah, you only have 20 of them, so...
I'm keeping track. I have 15 left. Yeah, but it's the only thing I have.
Been keeping track?
Yeah.
All right, so this goblin, noticing that Pierre is down, starts going through his pockets and will roll a, let me see, it'll roll, it's going to be a hard investigation check. It does not do it, so it doesn't find anything, but it is distracted for another turn.
Okay.
So here it is your turn.
Am I doing another saving throw?
Yes.
19.
Okay, you got one success, one failure. Sumsum.
All right. I guess I'll shoot at the shooting goblin.
Okay. Go ahead.
14 plus 7, so that should
21, hit, right? That hits.
Nice, finally.
So roll your...
D8.
D8.
4 plus 3 piercing, so 7.
All right, that one is dead.
Finally.
Yep, there is one left.
He's distracted, so I get another attack.
No.
He's eating Jerry's butthole. I mean,
he's not eating Jerry's butthole.
Have you checked his butthole?
Skidap-a-dap butthole. Wow.
But what he does is he runs in front of you and
great and
holds and is looking like he's ready for a fight.
Okay.
So now some song. Oh no, it's Kier's turn. Go ahead and roll another D20.
D20. Three.
That's not good.
That's three failures, right?
Two failures and one
success. Okay, all right.
I think right. That's, yeah.
Some. Your turn.
All right, I'm going to swing. Since he's close, I'm going to swing longsword.
Can I suggest something, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do it two-handed.
Isn't there... There's no drawback for two-handed?
No. If it strikes, you roll a D10 instead of a D8.
Okay. So it's okay. All right, I'll do that, I suppose. She's really pissed.
Yeah.
11.
Her favorite leggings have been torn.
Yeah, they're yoga pants. 11 plus 4 is 15.
That hits. Roll damage. Roll 1 D10.
It's a D10. 5 plus 2 slashing, 7.
7, that one crumples to the floor.
All right.
And dies.
From death?
Mostly from death, yeah, but just somewhat of embarrassment.
Okay.
He's dead. Oh, he's dead.
All right, I go through his pockets.
You can't do that. The goblins don't have pockets.
All right, roll a investigation check.
Roll a pockets check.
So 20?
Roll a d20.
18. And all right. My investigation is plus 0. So 18 plus 0 is still 18.
All right, you find one health potion.
Yeah, all right, give that. I'm going to take that.
And now that the encounter is over, Kier is raised back up to one health.
Right. Well, we're both at one health. So
you're both at one health, yeah.
He's back on his feet?
He's back on his feet.
Any chance we could split the health potion?
No.
So we have to decide?
Yes.
Can I challenge Kier to a...
You probably shouldn't.
Shouldn't challenge him? I should just take it? I was going to say to a rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
To a what?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh.
For the health potion.
All right. What now?
I don't know. What, like in real life? Yeah.
You beat it.
Yeah, but I lost.
Oh. You're not a good cheater.
All right. So I don't know what the health potion is in 5e.
I don't have anything here. All I have are these character sheets. Sturgis.
All right. So Kier got it, right?
Yeah.
Does Kier take the health potion?
I mean, he won the
scissors. Does he actually take it?
Does he?
Oh, yeah, I took it.
You took it? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At first, I was going to, but I was like...
All right, roll 2 D4s. Then.
2 D4s. 5 front doors.
1. 5's not possible on a D4.
I wasn't saying 5
front doors. Oh.
4 and 3.
So you heal for 9. It brings you back up to 8.
How much do I heal?
How much do you heal?
Yeah.
-5 points for giving up your health potion. You're dead.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just messing with you. But, no, all right. Let's call it quits there. Yeah.